Welcome to the Let Good Things In show. I'm your host, Amanda Acker. I am so happy you are here. At the Let Good Things In show, we talk all about second chances, resiliency, following your intuition, and even music. Listen to hear stories of hope and to be inspired. Remember, you are stronger than you think. Let's dive in. Hi, my amazing humans. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Just a few things before we get started. Make sure if you haven't already to hit that subscribe or follow button so you don't miss an episode of the show. And also, if you're loving the Let Good Things In show, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes or whatever it is that it's called. I would greatly appreciate it. And also, if you haven't already, make sure to join my Facebook group, the Let Good Things In show, where there's a lot of good things going on over there and things to come, where I bring on some of the guests that I've had on the show for live interviews. I go on and talk about self-love and acceptance and all things, you know, related to the podcast and then some. There's some amazing humans in the group already from around the world that I would love for you to get to know. And then as always, if you're not on social media, you can always reach out to me via email at amanda@amandaacker.com. All right, so let's dive into today's episode. Over the past however many weeks, I have been telling you all parts of my story and what led me to be who I am today, and the struggles that I've been through and the adversities that I've had to face. And, you know, today's episode, I'm struggling with what I actually want to talk about because there's so many things that are very much on, you know, the front of my brain right now. So, you know, I know last week I wrapped things up. You know, I had left my ex and was, you know, now with my husband and everything is good now, of course, but there are daily struggles that I still go through. And that's going to be the point of today's episode. To start off, you know, I have been through all of these things. So just to laundry list them out, you know, I'm a child of divorce. I've been in numerous toxic abusive relationships, both with men and friends. I have given up two of my daughters for adoption. I'm a convicted felon. I am an addict by the general definition of the word. I have been assaulted. I have been homeless. I have seen a lot of the dark side of life. And that's just a few of the things. To laundry list them out, I that's what I got off the top of my head. But my point being is that I'm here today still. Even though I wanted to end my life 2 years ago, I'm still here. And I know that there's a reason for that, because everything happens for a reason. And we may not see it right away, and shit sucks and we're in pain and we're in turmoil and trauma is occurring. But at the end of the day, if you're here listening to me, you survived that. And your story matters. Your life matters. Next week's episode, I'm going to go into more like research that I've been doing and statistics of things. But we hear, you know, just overall, that certain people are bad. Felons are bad. Addicts, they're just garbage people or whatever they want to call them that day. Or mental illness, oh, that's not real. You know, people, you know, everyone, you know, that's just a cry for help or whatever we're hearing. And I want to tell you right now that that shit is not true. You are not defined by the labels that society insistently puts on you. You are not defined by how movies, TV shows, the news portray these labels. I was talking to someone the other day who is going to be a guest on my show, who is also incarcerated, and he educated me. I only talked to him for maybe 10 minutes, but he educated me on something that I'm a part of, but I didn't realize. So I always say I'm a convicted felon or fellow convicted felon, whatever. But what this man had said to me was is that we shouldn't call ourselves convicted felons because we are formerly incarcerated people, because before that label, we are human beings. We are people, and we deserve to be treated as people. we made mistakes that got us to have a felony conviction. But I see this all the time where no one takes a moment to hear why. Why? What is the story? What was that person going through that led them to commit this crime? You know, before I embarked on this journey, a couple years ago when I had lost my job and I was wanting to end my life and having this epiphany moment of self-reflection and self-love, I had a job interview somewhere. And during the interview process, I was never asked about my background. So I'm not going to bring it up if you're not, right? So the interviews went great, and I got a job offer, and I was so excited, okay? I was like, okay, yes, like, I'm going to get this good job, you know, and I'm going to have a salary again. I'll be able to pay for daycare again for my daughter, you know, and I was excited. And finally, that struggle of, oh, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to do anything ever again, felt like it was ending. But they came back to me after the job offer, and it was contingent on a background check. So it was like within the past 10 years, I couldn't have been convicted of anything. I'm like, okay, sweet. It's been over 10 years. Or I think it had been exactly 10 years back then. I'm not sure. It was a couple years ago. So I thought, I still have this in the bag. Like, this company believes that people can recover and build new lives and change, you know, despite this criminal activity in their past. Well, unbeknownst to me, they still found my record, even though it was past the 10-year mark, and took away my job offer. I still have the rejection letter filed away somewhere as a reminder to myself, because that is what propelled me to stop hiding it. That shit hurt me. I was devastated. I was humiliated. I didn't understand how, if somebody asks you if in the past 10 years have you been convicted of a felony crime, and I check the box, no, but yet for some unknown reason, I'm still judged based on that. Well, guess what? I don't want to work for a company like that. So I went out on this journey scared as shit, but I just came out with it, okay? I stopped hiding, and this is what happened. So I have another job opportunity. And I get to the interview, because it was like a submit your resume. And then I show up for the interview, and then I'm asked to fill out your typical job application. I'm like, okay, and it asks the question. I remember I'm sitting in this room by myself. It was like an empty office space that they allowed me to sit in to fill out the application. And I'm sitting there, and I see the question, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to skip it. So I skip it, wait till the end, and I'm sweating. I'm like, okay, like, how? I wasn't thinking in my mind at the time, yes, I'm going to check yes, and they can decide whether or not I'm worthy. My mind went to, I need to get out of here. How do I escape this? Because I was like, even though I knew I needed to face it and I was making this decision to face it, I was still scared as shit. But I went through with it. Checked yes. I wrote down what my conviction was, and I handed that paper back to the woman in the office. And I instantly thought they were whispering about me, like it was taking a while. I didn't understand what was happening. And I get led upstairs to where the interview was. And I'm sitting in a room with, I think there were four men in this room with me, older men. And it gets to the point of the interview that they're loving me. We're talking, we're vibing. I'm thinking, oh, they're not bringing it up. They must not care. But then it got brought up. But you know what was different about this company and that other one? Was that they asked me what happened. And I told them the whole fucking story, guys. Sat in a room with strangers, men, and told them that I was sexually assaulted. I didn't say it in this way, but I told them I was sexually assaulted by a man who looked just like them. And it was empowering as fuck. And would you believe that they still offered me that job. Still offered it to me. I ended up taking it for other reasons, but I was offered a job at an accounting firm with a felony conviction. Think about that for a second. So whenever you think that everyone is going to judge me because of this, it's just not true. There are people out there who will listen. to the story behind the crime, behind the addict, behind the mental illness. There are people out there who will accept you despite it. And no, I didn't take that job. It wasn't going to pay me enough at the time to be able to afford the things that I needed to keep my family afloat. But I will forever be grateful to them because I was living in hiding. And then I was reminded of why by that first company who rejected me. But I didn't give up. I didn't allow that moment to make me stop because I know I'm worth it. I am worthy of a good paying job. And I'm worthy of being treated like a member of society, not a felon. If I would have given up, I would have not have met these men who offered me a job regardless of it because they listened. And then that projected me to try again. And that's where I got the job I have today because I was open and honest about it. And I was not judged. And my boss listened to my story. So my point being here is you can't give up. You're going to get people who are going to judge you. You're going to get people who are going to slam doors in your face faster than you can make a cup of coffee, faster than you can rip a Band-Aid off of that cut on your wrist. But there are also people who will open doors wider for you, more than you could possibly imagine. Please don't give up. I will repeat to you this story. I went from being rejected via an email, not so much as a phone call. We are no longer interested, if this is true, we are no longer interested in employing you. To here's a job offer that I had the power to say no to. I was the one who got to say no. To then getting my job. But guess what? I didn't lie. I stopped hiding it. Because before that, I played the don't ask, don't tell policy. Well, they didn't ask me, so I'm just not going to tell. But then every single day you show up to work and you're sitting at that desk and you feel not worthy and you feel as though this is the day they're going to find out my whole life is going to crumble before me yet again. Fuck that. Own your story because you are worth it. Now, I will continue on to tell you something else. And how did I even get there? It was like, oh, did I just wake up one day and think, oh, I'm worthy? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So when I was in my closet crying, wanting to end my life and had that moment where I said to myself, no, that is when the journey began. That is when I reached out and asked for help. The number one thing that you need to do when you are in a situation that you yourself don't know how to get out of, ask for help. I believe I spoke about this last week too. Ask for help. There are crisis lines. If you don't have anyone in your life that you feel like you can trust, there are crisis lines. There are, you know, your significant other, your best friend, your parents, your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your sisters, whatever it is, ask for help. Because that was the first step in my journey that led me to the point where I was strong enough, that I believed that I was strong enough to tell my story to possible employers. Something that I was deathly afraid of, would not have done. I would have ran out of that fucking place the moment I saw that application asking me that question, just a couple years prior, okay? You need to reflect on you. Ask for help. Start thinking about you. Stop listening to the shoulds. Oh, you're a felon, so you should work at McDonald's for the rest of your life. Oh, you're an addict, so you should be homeless for the rest of your life. You should be rejected by everyone and everything. You have a mental illness, so you are somehow not worthy of a normal life. Fuck all of that. Take a moment to think about what is it that you are hiding about yourself? What is it? What are you hiding? Is it a felony conviction? Is it even a misdemeanor conviction? Is it that you're an addict and possibly still in active addiction? Are you hiding that? Are you hiding the fact that you have a mental illness? Stop hiding. Stop hiding. You are amazing and you can. I don't just say this to say it. I believe it and I've lived it. I lived in shame. I lived in guilt. I hid who I was for way too long. I hid it because I thought, based on what I was hearing, that that's what I had to do. Okay, I was taught, maybe not taught in the conventional sense, like I wasn't sitting in a classroom and someone said, oh, Amanda, you have a felony, so now you must hide it. No, it was everyone else around me who also had convictions. Because, not because they felt that it should be hidden, it's because that's what they were being told by society. We are told to hide these things, lie. Oh, if they ask you on the application, check no. Just lie about it. But what good is that going to do you? I know for me, hiding it, you know, if they outwardly asked, I didn't lie, I just didn't apply. Guess I'm not worthy of that job. But the not telling ate away at me. And if you're sitting there and you're listening to this and you're hiding, please stop hiding because you matter. You deserve to go to work, to show up for your family, to go to church, to go to your kids' school. You deserve that. But you don't deserve to feel like you have to hide yourself. And that's my point. I don't want you to live the way I was living for way too fucking long, hiding it. You know, as I've said in previous episodes, and as I will continue to say, you're stronger than you think. If someone would have told me 3 years ago, Amanda, you know, if you speak your truth, that you're going to find a good job or you're going to be able to start a podcast, I would have said, right, because anyone's going to want to hire a felon and no one's going to want to listen to me. I'm a felon. And that's how I define myself in my head. You know, I defined myself based on what? Based on outside people, places, and things. I wasn't thinking about me from an inside perspective. I wrote myself a life sentence of living in shame, guilt, fear, and hiding myself because I was afraid of what was that? What other people might think. Fuck that. Speak your truth. Because what other people think isn't going to pay your bills. What other people think isn't going to, it's just not going to give you any satisfaction. You're going to continue to live based on other people's thoughts. It's that simple. You have to do the inside work. Ask for help. Think about, what do you want out of life? Okay, I'm launching this coaching business, this workshop soon here. And one of the first things that I want to take my clients through is figuring out what you want. Not figuring out what labels do you have, what does society tell you you should do. What do you want? Do you want a business? Do you want a podcast? Do you want to just work a normal job? Do you want to be a stay-at-home mom, a stay-at-home dad, a musician, a writer? What do you want? Because that is what matters. Because you can have what you want. It is possible. But you have to do the work. You have to figure it out and stop allowing other people, places, and things influence what you think you can have, right? So like I could sit here and say, you know what, guys? I'm going to go out there and be a millionaire. But society says I have a felony record and I used to do drugs and I have OCD. So chances are that's never going to happen. What? If I want to be a millionaire, I have to just do the work to get myself there, just like anybody else. And I'm not even saying that's what I want, but just as an example. So it's figuring out what you want despite what other people, places, and things are telling you you can or should have. Because I'm telling you what, sorry, there are formerly incarcerated people out there making a damn difference in this world, advocating, going into the prison systems and helping the incarcerated, helping those who are getting out. There are people out there who have been incarcerated who are writing books, speaking on TEDx stages. There are addicts out there doing the same. There are people who suffer with mental illnesses doing the same, and you can too. That is the point of this episode. I just needed you to know that you can have the life you imagine regardless of what anyone else says, period. Ask for help if you feel you need help. Asking for help is not something to be ashamed of. Asking for help does not make you weak. Asking for help is the first step to becoming stronger. Admitting that you need help is the first step in the direction of getting what you want. Take time to reflect on what do you want, just like I did. What does Amanda want? What the fuck am I doing? Figure out your values. Create boundaries in your life so you no longer allow those toxic comments, the shoulds, the coulds, the whatevers of the world, because you have boundaries. And if you have that come into your life, because I'm telling you what, there's not a day that goes by in my life where I don't have at least one negative thought, if not more. I have OCD. I obsess over negative things. I create things in my mind that I have no proof that have actually happened. That's the truth of it. I do every single day. I can go down that rabbit hole, right? I used to, but now I look at it as, okay, Amanda, well, why? Ask yourself when you have those thoughts of, well, you know, I can't. Why can't you? Is there any proof that you can't? Where's the proof? Oh, I'm not worthy. Why not? Who said that you're not worthy of something? Because you are. So I know this episode was a little bit off the cuff, not really, in the direction of my story, but you've heard all the bad. This is part of what I still deal with and things that led me to through my self-love and acceptance journey that I'm still on. And next week, I want to talk more about some current events in my life around the adoptions. So that'll be next week's episode. But for today, amazing humans out there listening, thank you for being here. You are amazing. And I want you to say these affirmations. I am worthy of the good things in life. I am worthy of the good things in life. I am in control of the choices that I make. I am in control of the choices that I make. And the one that I always want you to say, I am enough. I am enough. Thank you again for listening to today's episode of the Let Good Things In show. And as always, remember, you are stronger than you think, and you can have the life you imagine, regardless of your past. Make sure to hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss an episode of the show, and I will talk to you all soon.